the Lord. Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in the midst have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they will long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the little world. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." Gospel of the Lord. You know, Jerome is the one who translated the Bible from Hebrew into Latin. Until today, we use his translation. It's beautiful Latin, simple. When we learn Latin, usually we study the gospel written by him. Simple, understandable. And the Word of God is what described by Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16. He says, "When they discovered your teaching, I devoured it. Your words brought me joy and gladness." That's the time of the Old Testament. The Word of God spoken through the prophets. And today, the Word of God spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ is so much profundity, so much worth our listening. Of course, it's the same Word of God, but Jesus' Word is really the Word of God himself, incarnate with a human voice, human language, vocabulary, so it can grasp more deeply. So the Word of God for us is the way of our thinking. We don't need to read the Bible all the day, but put one or two words every morning into our hearts and try to devour it, try to chase it. And most important, the Word of God, the Word of God is not for meditation. If how do you live it up? Simple words you can live. You might say, "I do not study the gospel all your life," but that's a matter. Jesus didn't speak to the learned. He speaks to the simple people. His word is for each one of us. Love one another as I have loved you. So simple. It's the way Jesus loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He's the way, he's always the first one to love. And just try. Don't wait. Don't wait the other to respond to you. You just greet the other person. Don't tell yourself, "They do not greet me, so why did I do it?" Remember, Jesus always be the first one to love. And to love unconditionally. We love because, "Oh, he loves me back." No. Even no response, you are just as happy as you are. Not because people is not agreeable with you until you got upset. Jesus' life is always like this. No, not too many people accept him, but they're always joyful, peaceful. "Learn from me. I'm mild and gentle at heart." So this is the way we listen to the gospel, listen to the Word of God, and live it up. that Jesus, in us, especially ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us moment by moment. So there's right moment, there's always a right inspiration for each one of us. If you open your heart, open your mind to the Lord.